Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus and also one of the executive directors at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today's gospel reading is one that all of us are familiar with. This comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Before we jump into today's reading, this summer at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, our theme is Credo, I believe. That's, of course, the Latin name for the first words of our Nicene Creed, I believe in one God, right? And Credo has been an amazing theme for our catechetical messages and our preaching this year. And it's truly been impactful as we lead young people through asking the question, what is it that I believe? And in today's gospel reading, we see that question put most beautifully on display. Starting in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him in reply, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Such a rich reading today. We see, first of all, this declaration of faith on behalf of Peter, who steps in and who answers Jesus's somewhat challenging question confidently and with the most assurance that Jesus is who he says he is. What would our response be if we looked Jesus in the eye? And he asked us, who do you say that I am? I wonder, you know, sometimes our relationship with Jesus takes on a variety of forms. At some points in our life, maybe Jesus is simply a good idea. Maybe Jesus is simply a set of rules. Maybe Jesus is simply a nice, kind, joyful, selfless lifestyle. That's not how Peter responds. He says, not what you do. He says, not what I've heard about you. He says, not the words that you've spoken or the things that you've taught. But he responds truthfully, who am I? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I think a lot of times we go through the same struggle when we would ask ourselves, who am I? Am I simply the executive director of Damascus? Am I simply the host of this morning's prayer lab? Am I simply a husband? Am I simply a father? Am I simply a student? Am I simply a worker? Am I simply a spouse? No. We are most fundamentally a son and a daughter of God. And when we understand our identity in context, not of who I have become, of who I have worked hard to emulate, of who I've modeled my life after, of what achievement I've made or what stances I've taken or what political persuasion I've adopted, we can answer truthfully, who am I? Who I am is, Lord, who you say that I am. Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I would invite you today in your time of prayer with the Lord to answer that question, who do you say that I am? And if that answer is anything short of a person with whom I can have a relationship, then let's ask Jesus to change that story. Lord, draw us closer to you, teach us how to love you more, and teach us more confidence in being able to say, whether it's in front of our peers or our spouse or our coworkers, who we say you are. Thanks for joining us for this morning's reflection on Matthew chapter 16. This has been your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. To learn more about Damascus, visit us at damascus.net.